Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1202, and the writing is shir number 355, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Makom. So, an interesting question we spoke about in shir number 355 in the writing, that is, if somebody's in the street, and not so much a street, you're not supposed to be, one has to be careful in reference to in the street, but let's say in a picnic area, Rav Kahan brought down, right, we heard that eating in the street is not what one should be doing, eating, drinking, these type of things. But let's say outside, for example, right, somebody it's on a roadside, they're in a picnic site or these type of things. In other words, they're outside of the car. They're not in the house and they're not in their car. But the question is over here, they want to go into the car. They're eating a bag of potato chips and now, or they're drinking a coffee and now they want to go into the car. In other words, when we say street, we're talking about they're outside, right? They're outside and now they want to go into the car. Maybe it could be a picnic area in the park or whatever the case is, and the car is parked right over there. So how does that work? Do we say it's like going from, you know, like house to house, or do we say it's like room to room? How do we look at it? So there's an interesting machlik, is we're not going to get into it too much, but the Chayyadim, Mishnah Berurah brings on the Chayyadim, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really agree so much with it. The Chayyadim is Mesupik. In the olden days, he used to have like a carriage, right? He used to have the carriage that people, they had the horse and carriage type of thing, and the person goes into the carriage where the horse is pulling the carriage. That's how they travel. That was sort of like their car. So the Chayyadim is Mesupik. Maybe it's like going from bias to bias. You're in the street, right? You're on the ground outside, and now you go into the carriage. What halacha does that have? If you say you're going from house to house, and so now you got a problem of a new bracha. If you don't say that, there's no problem, right? So he brings it down. So that's the machloikas. We're not going to go through the ins and outs, but the sefer Rav Weissenfeld brings down in the halachas of brachas. He brings down in page number 43, ha'ara number 52. So he brings from the Sharitzion that the Nirakol Kach Lachmir Bezed, that the Sharitzion wants to say, we're not, you don't have to be so machmir with that, even though the Chayyadim is Mesupik on that. And then he talk brings from Shal Sechuzela Chachma, Sheinu Nechshav Kishinui Makom, that would not be a Shinui Makom. He brings from Rav Scheinberg also, that it would also not be Shinui Makom. So you have major, including the Mishnah Berurah, which in Sharitzion, the Taka say that it was, you know, it's not something that you have to worry about. So, I mean, you know, you could take it into play as far as a machloikis, but be it as it may. So just to read from Rabbanan Sefer, how he brings it down over there, very interesting case. Rabbanan brings down then on page 148, he brings down a roadside stop. Somebody has a roadside stop. If one stops to eat at a roadside, on the table, picnic site, whatever, they didn't wash no mazonas. It's just a bag of potato chips, coffee, you know, these type of things, water, chocolates, whatever, shakal, or eitzah na adama. And they have no intention, right? They just sit down at the picnic table to rest a little bit in the middle of their trip. They have no intention to eat in the car. Then the site becomes the site would become the eating location. In other words, I want to sit here, and that now this is our site. It's like this. If a person is driving, if the case we brought before, if somebody's outside in the street or the park or whatever, and then they go into the car, so we could understand. But if somebody's driving on a trip and they make a stop, so if it's a quick stop just to stretch your feet, eat something, whatever, you know, you don't have a mind to be make the place a kavias over there. So then it's part of holchei drachim. But over here we're dealing with a case, says Rabbanan again on page 148, that they have no intention to eat in the car. They go on a roadside picnic site and they want to sit there. And that's where they're going to be sitting. Then that site becomes taka the eating location. You sort of like break up the whole chedrachim. That's where I want to sit. I want to sit there, relax. That's going to become my place to shine. So now, but the question is, the person changed their mind. So he brings it a little bit different than what Rav Weissenfeld brought it. But he says, should the person change their mind and now wish continue traveling, a new bracha would be required when they depart from the picnic area. But then he says, interesting that. So that's only if we want to travel. But now let's say, like the case we saw before, that let's say the person, I'm outside and let's say it's starting to rain. So I'll go finish my coffee in the car, right? It's not a question of traveling over here. I wanted to eat by the picnic table. I wanted to eat in the park over there, whatever. And the car's right here also. Now it's starting to rain. I'm not going to sit outside. So I'm going to go back into the car. So now he brings down in conjunction with that machlekes. If one wishes to continue eating in the car, now I'll go into the car and continue eating. I changed my mind, right? So, but I'm not traveling. I'm just sitting either in the car, or I'm sitting in the picnic area. That's the example he gives. So if one wishes to continue eating in the car at that site, it's questionable. It brings down if the bracha will be effective. We saw that there was, that's a machlokes. The Sharitzin says you don't have to worry about it, right? You saw from Rav Scheinberg, Zelachachma, others, but the Chayyadim, according to the Chayyadim, it's taka. Could be a problem of possibly bias to bias. So he says, however, if at the time they made the bracha on the roadside site, he says the intention was to start eating there and then continue eating in the car. In other words, if I had a mind, yeah, I had a mind to make the bracha by the picnic table, and then I had a mind to go into the car. It's getting cloudy. It's going to start raining. I'll make my bracha here, sit there a few minutes, get some fresh air, then I'm going back in the car. Not the traveling part of it, but the just sitting in the car. So however, if at the time they made the bracha at the roadside site, he says again, Rabbana, then the bracha was to start, the bracha was to start eating there and to continue in the car, then a new bracha would not be required. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind. Now, the other thing is also, if somebody could still see it, they see the car, in other words, it's close enough whereby you see it, it's right there, so also one would not remake the bracha. I mean, also in conjunction with the halacha, as we were talking about. So the best thing is, if possible, where possible, if somebody does, they sit down, whatever, and they want to make that sort of like picnic site, their place, right? Or whatever the case is, or they're outside and they make the bracha. In other words, outside of the car, just basically just have in mind, like Rabbanan brings down. However, if at the time they made the bracha, the roadside site, and the intention was to start eating there, or in case in time where they're outside of the car, not by the roadside site, whatever, in the street, wherever it is that they made that bracha, that's the point over here, but they're outside, they're not in the house, they're outside, so they made that bracha, and it's not a question of traveling, but they're just going to go continue in the car. So that's Lamaisa, bottom line, their intention should be when they start eating there to continue eating in the car, if that's what they, you know, it's a possible plan that they will be doing. So a new bracha would not be required in that case. So that's the best thing to do. And if you can still see the car also, you know, that's also would be good enough with the evidence for sure, according to many, many places. So one should be careful when doing that, just to have in mind, even if they don't plan on going back to the car, the person doesn't know what, when, and where, make the cars right there, maybe yeah, maybe not, just have in mind that I will continue into the car. If you don't go in the car, you don't go in the car, but just have it in mind, at least that much, like this, you're in the clear. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.